This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So many of us are going to be traveling over the holidays that we may smash the record. The AAA's Aixa Diaz.
Travel as far as going to visit family or friends, going to stay at a rental home together at the beach. People are making it happen. And I think it has to do a lot with sort of a psychological shift in the view of travel post-pandemic. I think people value it a lot more than they did before.
More than 119 million people are expected to travel between Saturday and New Year's Day. Workers will begin a five-day strike against Starbucks today in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. They say there hasn't been enough progress in contract negotiations. Starbucks says it's ready to continue negotiations. What now? The House says no to a new spending plan. The AP's Norman Hall.
House lawmakers rejected President-elect Donald Trump's demand to scuttle a bipartisan compromise to keep the government open and instead voted down a last-minute fix cobbled together by Republican leaders. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the GOP substitute contains elements supported by Democrats.
The government shutdown is never a good alternative.
But Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans were frightened into voting no because Trump billionaire ally Elon Musk objected to a bipartisan compromise.
President Musk told them. President Musk said, don't do it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears determined to try again before Friday's midnight deadline to keep the government operating.
U.S. diplomats are in Syria and will try to get information on the whereabouts of missing American journalist Austin Tice. They'll also hold talks with Syria's new leaders. The man arrested in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO is being held without bail after a New York federal court appearance. Luigi Mangione, this is AP News. Now to some weight loss drugs.
The Food and Drug Administration says knockoff versions of two blockbuster obesity and diabetes pills must come off the market. The FDA says shortages nationwide of Zepbound and Mounjaro have been resolved, and there's no need for any copycats. Zepbound treats obesity. Mounjaro is approved for diabetes. Both drugs are part of the GLP-1 class that has shown unprecedented results for helping people shed weight. Competing drugs from Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and Ozempic remain on the FDA shortage list. With demand for these drugs booming, companies like Hims and Roe have jumped into the market, selling cheaper versions online. People can usually get a month's supply for several hundred dollars. Businesses selling copycats of Zepbound and Mounjaro have 60 to 90 days to phase out their products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.